In the name of Jesus, amen. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Dear saints, dear sheep, Jesus is the good shepherd, and we are his sheep. This imagery runs throughout the scriptures, and it is a beautiful and comforting and simple image of the Lord's goodness, of his mercy. Simple enough even for a child to understand. I am Jesus, little lamb. He's the good shepherd, and we're the sheep. And in this simplicity, we have the answers to just about every question that needs to be asked in the church. For the promise that the Lord is our good shepherd and that we are his sheep tells us who God is, what he does for us, and what his church is. I know that I get questions like this all the time. What do you think about God? Or what is this whole thing about the church? Or what do you believe about our condition is as men? I don't know if you do as well. But we want to have the answers to these questions. We want to have them for ourselves, and we want to have them so when we are asked, we can give out the answers that the scriptures give. So let's have at it. Let's have the questions, and more importantly, let's have the Lord's answer. First, who is God? The only way we can possibly have an answer to this question is if God himself decides to give it. And that's what we have in the scriptures. The Lord is answering questions about himself. He's telling us who he is. And over in the Bible, the Lord takes up this description for himself, that he is the shepherd. Isaiah 40, verse 11. The Lord will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young. Or Ezekiel 34 from the Old Testament text. For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all the places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. Or as we sing in the Venite from Psalm 95 when we have matins, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Perhaps the most famous passage in the entire scriptures says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Now, all of these passages, these promises, these texts in the Old Testament where God gives himself to us, his people, as a shepherd, have to be kept in mind when we hear in the New Testament gospel reading today, Jesus' words, I am the good shepherd. Do you see that when he says that, he is taking all of these Old Testament promises that the Lord will shepherd his people. He takes all of them and applies them to himself. Jesus is saying, when he says, I am the good shepherd, that he is the man from Nazareth, he is the eternal and true God. He is the one who is the good shepherd. He is the one who makes us lie down in green pastures by the still waters. He is the one who will shepherd Israel like a flock. He is God. So when we ask the question, who is God? We know God through this man, Jesus, because in Jesus the entire fullness of the Godhead is pleased to dwell. In this man, Jesus. We know him, and so we know his Father, and we know his Spirit. Jesus is our good shepherd, and by this we know God. But we know even more than that. For we know also what God does, what he wants and what he loves. You know that people often talk about theology, and theology is, it comes from two Greek words. You have the word theos, which stands for God, and the word logos, which means word or idea. We use it for study of. So you have, for example, biology, which means the study of bios or life. You have psychology, which is the study of the psyche, or geology, the study of the world, this sort of thing. Theology, then, is the study of God, or our thinking about God. But I have become more convinced just recently that much more important than theology, in other words, much more important than what we think about God, is what He thinks about us. What does He see when He looks at us? You see the difference, right? What does God feel and think toward us? Does He love me, or does He hate me? Is He my friend or my enemy? Is God going to save me, or is He going to destroy me? Now that's an important question, perhaps the most important question of all. And we have the answer to that question in Jesus' words that He is the Good Shepherd. But before we get to the Lord's answer, let's talk about what the answer should be. Should God hate or love me? Should He be my friend or my enemy? Should He save me or destroy me? The answer from the Scriptures is, we all, like sheep, have gone astray. We have to know what wandering and wicked sheep have deserved. And that is nothing less than the Lord's anger and His wrath and His punishment. The great shepherd told His first two sheep, if you eat of this, you will surely die. And understand this, that this is not some sort of natural cause, as if the forbidden fruit had some sort of rat poison in it that would kill them. No. Death comes as punishment from God for sin. And it is into this punishment that we ourselves are born, and we don't help things much, by our daily sin and rebellion. So that we deserve God, our enemy. God, our destroyer. God, our death giver. But dear sheep, I kind of like that. Dear sheep, the Lord does not give us what we deserve. We have this wonderful news of the first verse in the gospel lesson. Do you want to know how God thinks of you? How He feels towards you? The Good Shepherd lays down His life for the sheep. Now that's fantastic. Instead of taking your life, He lays down His own. Instead of punishing and destroying you, He is punished and destroyed in your place. Instead of His hatred, we get His love. Instead of His wrath, we get His grace. Instead of a scowl, we get God's smile. Instead of handing us over to our wandering ways, He seeks us out and carries us home. So we have the answer now to our first two questions. Who is God? Jesus, the Good Shepherd, and His Father, and His Spirit. And now we also know what God does. The Good Shepherd seeks and saves the lost. He lays down His life for the sheep. And we also know the answer to this question. Who are we? We, says the Scriptures, are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hands. Or from the gospel lesson, we are the sheep that hear His voice. This is what it means to be a Christian, that we hear the voice of our Good Shepherd, Jesus. And it is good this morning, dear saints, for us to have this clarity, that the Lord Jesus, who has gathered us here today, tells us exactly who we are in Him. I've heard it said, it's even been said to me, That's not very Christian. Now, you know what people are talking about when they say that. Someone cuts you off on the interstate? That's not very Christian. Or someone throws their trash out into your yard? Or they use a foul word and foul language? That's not very Christian. Now, it's true that the Lord has commanded us that we should love our neighbor and we should do everything that we can by His Holy Spirit to serve them. But is this what makes us a Christian? Is Christianity a matter of do's and don'ts? Answer, no. Being a Christian is not a matter of doing. It is a matter of hearing, of listening. My sheep hear my voice. To be the Lord's sheep means that we have been given by the Holy Spirit ears to hear the voice of Jesus, our Good Shepherd. We are Christians then, not because of our hands, what we do, or our heart, what we feel. We are Christians because of our ears and the words that the Lord speaks into them. His promises. This comes first. The hands and the heart follow. What this means, and now we're on the very last question that we want to answer, what is the church? What this means is that the most important thing in the Lord's church is the hearing of the Good Shepherd's voice. It is His speaking and our hearing and believing that makes us His flock, His people, His congregation. We praise God that even a 7-year-old child then knows this, what the church is, holy believers, and sheep who hear the voice of their good shepherd. There's something more to say here too. I looked up a little bit in the encyclopedia about sheep, and they were talking about the common perception that sheep aren't that bright. Apparently, you can give animals IQ tests. I didn't know this before yesterday. And sheep come out pretty good. Below pigs, right on par with cows. But why do people think that they're foolish? The answer is that sheep have a very strong desire to stay together in the flock. They're not independent at all. And the way to give a sheep a heart attack is to separate it from the flock, because they become overwhelmed with nervousness and separation anxiety, and so they do everything to stay together. I think this too is how the Lord's church must be. We must look foolish from the outside when we stick together, when we say the same thing, when we confess the same doctrine, when we work day and night to have unity in the church, in what we believe and teach and confess. It must look like we have no ability to think to those who are outside, because we do not think independently, but we think together with one another. For the Lord has given us His same doctrine, the unity of His teaching, which is the unity of His name. And when we get separated from that name, from the voice of the Lord, from His doctrine, then there's a nervousness. We want to get back to it, to be united in the teaching. It is something that I was thinking that all of us here have stood before the Lord's altar in our confirmation and have said that we would rather die than give up this confession, this truth, this teaching, this name that's been put on us in our baptism. We would rather die than to give that up. And so we find our marvelous and beautiful unity in that the Lord gives us this same teaching. That's what makes us His church, that we hear His voice, that we listen to His word, and that we live by it. It's His Word that commands us how we are to live in the Ten Commandments. His Word shows us our sinfulness when we break His commandments. But most of all, His Word says to us, I forgive you all of your sins. It's the voice of Jesus that says to us, I love you, and you are my children. It's His Word, it's His voice that feeds us, His flock, by saying, take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. And take and drink. This is the New Testament in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. That's His voice, Jesus' voice. And by it, we live. By it, we have joy and peace and comfort. By it, we have our salvation and the forgiveness of all of our sins. So, little flock, fear not the foe. The Lord Jesus is your good shepherd, who laid down His life for the sheep, and who has risen and ascended to feed us by speaking to us His voice. May God grant us ears to hear that voice and have life. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.